From Spark and Anvil and Beatforge, this is Tempo and Tone in Chapter 1 of the Beatforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The beat you made looped around the studio, filling the space between Tempo's wall and Tone's wall. On Tempo's side, a giant glowing metronome swung a silent pendulum of light, its digital display reading a steady 90 BPM. On Tone's side, shelves overflowed with strange objects, a dusty tambourine, a row of glass bottles filled with different amounts of colored water, a rusty gear, and a speaker labeled Cat Purr. Your beat was okay. The kick drum thumped, the snare snapped, and a simple melody plinked along. But it felt flat, like a gray piece of cardboard. Tempo, of being made of shark lines and clicking clockwork parts, tapped a metal foot perfectly in time. "It is technically correct," Tempo said, their voice crisp and even. "The notes land on the grid. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and... But the pulse is weak. It has no urgency." Tone, who was softer and seemed to shimmer with a gentle hum, tilted their head. Their form was less defined, like a living watercolor painting. "It has no color," Tone murmured, their voice a low, melodic sound. "The sounds are just sounds. They don't feel like anything. They don't tell a story." Tempo pointed a finger at the glowing number on the metronome. "The problem is the when." Tone gestured to the shelves of oddities. "No, the problem is the what." They both looked at you, waiting. The plain beat looped again. Thump, snap. Thump, thump, snap.
"Let's simplify," Tempo said, striding over to the main console. With a few precise clicks, they muted your melody, leaving only the drums. Thump, snap. Thump, thump, snap. "Forget the sounds for a moment. Just listen to the pattern, the engine." Tempo's hand went to the giant slider next to the metronome. The air grew thick as they dragged it down. The light pendulum slowed, and the beat followed, stretching out. The digital counter dropped. 80, 70, 60 BPM. Thump, snap, thump, thump, snap. "See?" Tempo said. "Now it's a giant trudging through a swamp. It's heavy. It's sleepy. The feeling is completely different, but the pattern is exactly the same." Then they shoved the slider up. The pendulum blurred. 100, 120, 140 BPM. Thump, snap. Thump, thump, snap. But now it was fast, frantic, and full of energy. It made you want to tap your own feet. "Now it's a squirrel in a coffee shop," Tempo declared. "It's jittery. It's exciting. The speed, the tempo, changes the story. Is your song a sleepy giant or a caffeinated squirrel? You have to decide how fast its heart should beat."
"A fine choice," Tone hummed as you set the tempo to a peppier 110 BPM. "But even a fast squirrel is boring if it's gray." Tone drifted over to their wall of wonders. They ignored the drum machine icon on your screen and instead picked up a large, heavy book from a low shelf. "A kick drum should have weight. It should move the air," they said. They held a small microphone near the book and let it fall flat onto the floor. Thwomp. With a gentle wave of their hand, the sound replaced your old kick drum. You played the beat. Thwomp, snap. Thwomp, thwomp, snap. "Wow! It sounded bigger, more real." "Better," Tone whispered. "Now the snare." They scanned the shelves, their eyes passing over the bottles and gears. They pointed to a small, unlabeled speaker. "That polite little snap isn't cutting it. We need something with more attitude." They tapped the speaker, and a sharp, sizzling crackle pop, like bacon in a hot pan, jumped out. Tone smiled and swapped the sound.
You hit play. Flump, crackle. Flump, flump, crackle. It was weird and surprising and 1,000 times more interesting. See? Tone said softly. The sounds are the clothes the rhythm wears. You can dress it up to be serious or silly or anything in between. The tone gives the beat its personality.
Your beat was so much better now. The book slam kick and the bacon sizzle snare at 110 BPM. You played it loud, but you frowned. Something was still a little off. The sounds felt like they were tripping over each other.
Ah, Tempo said, their clockwork head clicking as it analyzed the rhythm. I see the issue. The what and the when are fighting, they pointed to the screen. That wonderful twump is a big, heavy sound. It needs a split second more room to breathe before the next sound happens. And that bacon sizzle is quick and sharp, but our beat is still marching like a little soldier.
Tone drifted closer, nodding in agreement. The sounds have their own rhythm, they explained. A big splash needs more time than a tiny drip.
This was the tricky part. Tempo nudged the timing of the kick drum back just a tiny bit, so it landed a little later, a little heavier. It was a change so small you could barely see it, but you could feel it. It gave the beat a lazy, powerful groove. Then they took the bacon sizzle snare and pushed it a fraction of a second earlier. It needs to lead the charge, Tempo stated. It gives it that impatient, exciting feel, Tone added. They weren't just changing the speed or the sounds anymore. They were making them dance with each other, fitting the shape of the sound to the flow of time.
You pressed play. Thwomp. Crackle. Thwomp, thwomp. Crackle. It was perfect. The heavy book slam had its space, making it feel powerful. The bacon sizzle snare was sharp and edgy, pushing the beat forward. The speed felt just right for the sounds, and the sounds felt like they were born to live at that speed. It was a real groove now. It had a personality. It wasn't gray cardboard anymore. It was alive. Tempo stood with their arms crossed, a rare, small smile on their face. The giant metronome pulsed in perfect time with your beat. There it is, Tempo said. The pulse is strong. Tone swayed gently, a rainbow of colors swirling in their form. And it has a beautiful voice, they hummed. You see, Tempo began, looking at you. You can't have one without the other, Tone finished, their voices overlapping for just a moment. A beat needs a heart, and it needs a voice to sing. The how fast and the what it sounds like are a team. Now, you're the one leading it.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Tempo and Tone. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.